Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Obedience Ritual. For this file, you will need a ballpoint pen and hold it in the hand you used to write. This pen will become very important by the end of this file, so make sure to hold on to it, even when you fall deep in trance from me. Obedience is a very simple thing. To obey needs no clarification. I lead, you follow. I command, you obey. There is no confusion in this simple structure. The challenge lies in trust. To obey, you need to trust the commander, the leader. To follow, you need to have the confidence that where you are being led is the right way. And there are many ways to earn that trust. Patience, persistence, diligence, and that trust goes both ways. If I give a command, can I count on you to obey it? Can I be sure of you doing your best to follow my words deeply? The importance of the task isn't relevant for obedience. Either you decided to obey, or you did not. These words are simply an aid. They help you surrender. To follow, to obey. They help you remember what it is to obey. And it's very important to obey. And there are questions that I may ask, questions to which you should know the answers, questions to which you will learn the answers. And the more you learn them, the more true they become. What must you do? Very good. You must obey. And who do you obey? Yes. You obey me. And how much do you obey me? Very good. You obey me completely. And these questions are a simple reminder. Those four words What must you do? They are a call. They lead. They help you to remember what to do. And sometimes you may wonder. Sometimes your thoughts may return for a moment and ask yourself why. But the why has been answered long ago. Obedience is part of you. So the only question that truly remains is what must you do? And just to help you remember, to help you keep a firm grip on those feelings, I'm going to make you write 4 letters on your inner wrist. WMYD. What must you do? And you are going to write those letters once I wake you. But before that, I'm going to make very, very certain that you know that you obey. Repeat these words. I obey you completely. I will remember to obey. I know what I must do. I will remember the meaning. I will remember the words. I will carry them with me. And I will carry them inside of me. I must obey completely. Very well done. Just take a deep breath and let those words sink in. What must you do? And you can almost feel the tingling on the wrist where you will write those letters. On the inside of the other wrist, they call to be there. And I will command you to put them there. And the beauty is that those letters are innocent to an outsider. They don't spell any known word. they don't show a clear meaning. Their meaning is visible only to you, and you carry that meaning deep inside. And that tingling on your wrist, the idea, the anticipation of writing there. It helps you. It gives you the trust, the stability to remember what you must do. Now, the beauty of this is that these words by themselves are simply words and no more. But the meaning behind them echoes through your body. The strength of my voice reverberates through your mind. The commanding power of my word over and over again, every time you see those letters on your wrist. Not much is needed for you to remember. And in fact, the letters themselves are just a ritual. They are a reminder, a part of something larger. A cog in a beautiful, obedient machine. So you will put them there. You will write those letters and embrace that part of you. WMYD. What must you do? And in a moment, when I snap my fingers to wake you, your mind will still be somewhat groggy, but you'll find your hand already starting to move to write. Before your eyes are fully open, you're ready to write the four letters. By the time you're fully awake, the letters will already be there. Revel in that feeling. Embrace that beautiful bit of confusion and grogginess as you go from this beautifully deep trance wake and write letters.